lives on the 12th floor there in the Martin Luther King Jr. houses. It's 10 o'clock at night. You get up out of your bed. It's raining at night. Well, maybe 7 o'clock at night. You go, you park your car, you get on the elevator there in the Martin Luther King Jr. houses, as a pastor going to pray with one of your members, and a 17-year-old boy gets on the elevator with a hoodie on. Just you and him on that elevator at night. Just you and him. Tell me, what do you think? Oh, this must be a prophet of the Lord. He's got a hoodie on. This must be one of the nicest little boys in the community. He's got a hoodie on. What do you think when you see that? Tell me, what do you think? Do you begin to protect yourself? Do you think you need to be concerned? Has it been proven over and over again that these hoodie boys rob, rape, murder, and maim? Are you afraid of him? Though you don't know who he is. You have suspicions because of that hoodie and because of the color of his skin. Ain't no telling what's going to happen to you on that elevator. And you know it's true. You know it's true. So why do you blame George Zimmerman? Why? Because you're black. That's why. You're not saved. You don't know nothing about Jesus. And you're full of hate. So all they had was some Skittles and a bottle of watermelon Arizona juice. You know, when you smoke pot, you get the munchies. Did you know that? See, only those people who smoke pot can say, yeah. And y'all didn't know I was catching you. I said, I'm going to lay in wait for that. I'm going to get them now. Because all the pot smokers are going to say, yeah. And anybody who say yeah to the munchies, you're a pot smoker. See, when you smoke pot, you go to 7-Eleven, I get some munchies. I get some Skittles. I get something to drink because I got the munchies. I've been smoking dope. I got the munchies. So on my way back, I got the munchies. Now, the other thing that happens when you smoke pot, you get paranoid. Somebody's following me. Pot makes you paranoid. So you start acting in suspicious way. But see, you'll never admit that because you're black. And ain't no truth in you. Ain't no Jesus in you. No Jesus in you. Condemning George Zimmerman. Ain't no Jesus in you. You're black. And that's all you're going to ever be. And until you get born again, you're going to go to your grave saying that George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin. But he only defended himself against a pot-smoking, munchy, paranoid 17-year-old boy who had been sent from his mama's house in Miami to Sanford because she couldn't do anything more with him.